This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Who will starve and who will get some of the breadcrumbs?
Southeastern Louisiana University Professor Dane Sherman is talking about Louisiana's colleges and universities, which have been told to expect up to $400 million in cuts for the next fiscal year, or 40% of their current state funding.
I don't see how they can function. I don't see how they can stay accredited. And I don't see how they can, in any way, shape, or form, continue their missions.
House Speaker Chuck Cleckley has said he won't back a budget that cuts higher ed this much. But Steve Wagasback, with the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, says colleges and universities need to streamline.
For every dollar we give to higher ed right now, almost two-thirds of that goes back to pension, retirement. So there's a lot of overhead in there. We need to enable higher ed to go out and be more efficient.
One of those efficiencies will undoubtedly be consolidating the various boards of supervisors into just one board, the Board of Regents. Another efficiency?
They're talking about closing 15 campuses.
Sherman says he's heard LSU, Eunice, Southern New Orleans, Grambling, Nichols, and Northwestern State are potentially on the chopping block. But voting for any campus closure is fraught with political peril in this election year. Senator Robert Adley of Benton doesn't think it will come to that.
Yes, it will be a battle, but we'll find a lot of people willing to try to find ways to salvage this mess.
Tomorrow, we'll look at options for bridging the chasm of the fiscal cliff. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.